So we had like some crazy responses from our Instagram story about, terrible teacher experiences that you guys have faced. And so we just wanted to share a few of them that were like really ridiculous. So one of them was from my sister, which I swear I didn't even know about this, but it was such a crazy experience. And my sister goes like, "Oh, I was a kid once, and my swimming teacher just pushed me in the pool and asked me to start swimming, and he was an idiot." And I was like, "What the hell? When did that happen?" That was so crazy. And then there's this other girl. Yeah, the teacher, and she was a kid without floaties.
Wow.
Yeah,
What
and
the hell?
we had another one from Josh. He said he basically said that one of his teachers stabbed him with a pencil because he was misbehaving or something.
Oh my God. Frick, man. Are you serious?
I remember when I the first thing that came to my head was like, "Do you want to see a magic trick?" And that was.
Fucking hilarious.
Shit. Oh, Kaushal. Shout out to Kaushal. Kaushal said something about one of his professors who basically just was talking about porn for like 3 hours straight or something.
Wow. If Langston was here, he would have been like, "That doesn't sound like a horrible experience. That sounds like a great experience." Damn it, man, I miss Langston.
Yeah, there's Akarshan told me that his teacher didn't let him take a shit during a midterm.
Did he shit himself during the exam or something?
Priya, one of my friends, she said that one of her professors said that I can't do anything in life. That's something that's safe. I'm pretty sure you can relate to.
Freaking all my teachers told me that. And look at me, bitch. I'm doing nothing with my life. You were right. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. I like where I'm heading. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all you ladies, whoever, like, all these horrible ladies that were like my teachers. By the way, I'm sorry for using the B word loosely. I don't usually like calling like ladies the B word, but my teachers were bitches.
But yeah, that was our feedback. And 3, 2, 1, let's get into the podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Safe, and I'm here with Sharon. And we're finally recording our highly awaited podcast on shitty teacher experiences.
Yeah, and, worst teachers we've ever had.
Worst teacher experiences. Are Same, not shitty
do you remember like how last week this was like trending on Twitter and everyone was like freaking out? Where the hell is like Sharon and Safe, and why aren't they like releasing the new finale and whatnot? Is everything okay? Is the band?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The group doing all right? Like, have they broken
the
up?
band.
Is there any?
The band broke up, baby. The band broke up. Freaking. It was all over Twitter. It was all over Instagram. It was on freaking Aajtak News.
Sunsani K's cover, you know?
It was on Al Jazeera. It was whatever. You name it, it was on it.
It was on it, yeah. There was, like, if you were a news channel that did not have it, like, you were missing out.
Seriously. Mm. You were honest. The BBC.
Amazon's on fire. No, that wasn't the like news.
Yeah, exactly.
For freaking 2 weeks.
But like, we were.
It was us. It was like, where the hell is? Why is the band on fire? Oh, I keep saying the band. Is
the band?
Are the boys on fire?
Boys. Today's topic is basically us talking about shitty teachers we've had in the past. I've had many. But before we start this, I just want to let it be known that teachers, we don't have anything against teachers in general.
Yeah.
Teachers are honestly a blessing. I've had some great teachers who I'm still grateful for like to this day, like they've changed me. They've helped me grow.
They act like you're sort of extended family in a way to sort of guide you on the right path or whatever.
Yeah, so we're not talking shit about all teachers. We're not being assholes over here. We're just talking about teachers that we've had that shouldn't have been teachers and should have just, fucking, like,
I mean, just shitty experiences with those teachers.
No, fuck my those teachers, okay? Fuck them, okay? Like, straight up, I don't give a shit, okay? You know, they ruined quite a bit of my childhood for me. And to this day, some of them assholes, like, you know, haunt me. Damn. But, yeah.
Mine's not going to be that bad. I feel like Saif's going to end up just outing himself. And then when there's something wrong, God forbid, with one of them, everyone's just going to listen to this podcast and the police are going to go like, so we have like clear evidence of like, you know, attempted murder. No, right here.
I don't even know where the hell they are. Probably somewhere in hell. Not kidding. I'm kidding. They were the worst though. Okay, so you want to start first because
I wanted to get before we start shitting on everything, I wanted to just ease into it with like a light sort of fun story from my school.
Sharon's story is gonna be like, oh yeah, she didn't give me like one mark for this one question.
I showed
the working for it, but she didn't give me a mark. But it's wrong. But she didn't give me the mark for it. So you know what? She's the horrible teacher experience. Oh my god. Changed my life forever.
Man, there was one of those. Oh my god, you know you were joking, but like that was pretty accurate to like something that happened.
Really?
My mom was a teacher in school, and she's still a teacher, and so my mom taught physics, and I remember I was like a prefect or some shit, like, or I just needed to go to a different classroom and call out one of these boys to come and do some activity in something with me, okay? So I go up to the classroom, and I don't know who's the teacher inside, and I just sort of look through the glass, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's my mom. And I was like, oh, god damn it. Okay, anyways, I knock on the door. I'm like, hello, Sunita, ma'am. Good morning, ma'am, or something like that. And I'm like, can I borrow?
You didn't call her mom? You didn't call her mama?
I said, ma'am. I said, ma'am. I'm like, good morning, ma'am. Can I borrow Ashish for like 10 minutes? We need to run over some things, et cetera, et cetera. And my mom was like, okay, yeah, fine, sure, whatever, it's fine. And then Ashish or whoever this guy is gets up and starts walking. In the time he walked from his seat to the door, I've received one of the sickest burns of my life. Because my mom just looked at me and went, in front of the whole class, like a different class, she looked at me and she went, Sharon, why do you have white spots on your face? You should go and tell your mom to give you like milk and like calcium tablets so you don't have like white spots on your face anymore. And I just looked at her. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? That was like
white spot on your face.
That was like point blank, like, you know, like headshot, dude. It's like, what the hell? And everyone was laughing. It was like this was before, like, you know, I don't know, social media or whatever, but I'm sure it would be like trending on Twitter again if that's Facebook, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that was a fun story. But okay, let's get into the horrible things that you're gonna say about your teachers.
Okay, so let me start with this one teacher that I had. Her name was Miss Sheena George, Miss Sheena George. She was this horrible, horrible, horrible woman. That she was my computer teacher. We used to learn like random computing shit. I don't even remember any of it because she was a horrible teacher.
Uh-huh.
Well, what happened was that this was back in like fourth grade or maybe fifth grade. It was my first PowerPoint presentation ever, and you know, like I was a kid. This was like when your first experiences always like make it or break it. It's like either it was gonna go perfect and I'm gonna be like good at PowerPoints for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
horribly, and I'm gonna be like traumatized by this experience, and it's gonna be like a horrible, like every time I'm gonna have this like a weird anxiety before PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
So the night before I made this PowerPoint presentation, it was horrible. Obviously, it was my first PowerPoint presentation ever.
Obviously.
What I did was I just made a bunch of slides, and I just copy pasted paragraphs from like Wikipedia, and I put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a horrible. I was a noob, and I didn't know how presentations work.
What do you mean, was a noob?
I mean, like, now I obviously know that, like, you put bullet points or whatever, and you elaborate over them. I just put paragraphs that I was basically just reading off the board. So I remember I was doing this presentation, and, like, I forgot to remove the hyperlinks from the text.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, blue words in the text. And plus, like, freaking, whatchamacallit? I didn't put any animations or anything. It was just white background and my like, you know, whatchamacallit, my information.
Text.
Then my text. And the other kids, they made theirs so fancy. They were just like, oh my god, look at this, like, text fucking flying out of nowhere. Fucking text, like, merging into, like, the freaking screen from the background. Mm-mm. And mine was just like, next, next, next. Just like, blank screens with, like, fucking, like, this information or my text. And I was so embarrassed at that point already. And the night before, I was super excited. I was like, oh my god, this is my first presentation. I'm gonna kill it. This is that, yada, yada, yada. And I see all these other kids with their presentations. They're fucking killing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, what is going on, dude? Like, am I in some fucking, is this like, is this a new iPhone reveal? What the fuck is going on?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, so I'm like, so it was my turn, right? And I was already fucking nervous because everybody's, like, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my turn. And I started reading off the board with my shitty slides.
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Sheena George stops me in the middle of a presentation. She's like, Saif, is this how you do a presentation? Do you even know what a presentation is? This is not how it's done. Yada, yada, yada. She basically embarrassed me in front of my whole fucking class.
Fuck okay? Them.
And I was just like, and I was traumatized. I was actually, I think I was at, not sound like a little bitch or anything. I mean, I was in fifth grade, so whatever. I was almost at the verge of tears. I was like, dude, I was so excited for this, and now you're just shitting on me. And I was a kid. And the thing is, in fifth grade, I was already sort of bullied. Like, my, okay, so a little backstory. Like, after fourth grade, like, my school life was pretty horrible. Like, I was basically the dumbest kid in class, and everybody in class was like, they used to ace everything. So everybody was really mean to me. Everybody used to be like, oh, Saif, yeah, the dumb kid. Oh, yeah, Saif. The stupid fucking moron who got like a fucking D on that exam,
mm-hmm.
or an F on that. So I was already really like, you know, like on edge. I was like, shit, like, you know, the people are gonna really shit on me.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of class, and I could like hear people giggling, like, oh my god, what the fuck is this presentation? It's horrible.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I was like, I was standing there, like, well, my knees were made of rubber that day. Mm-hmm. Fucking to this day, I remember how, like, you know, like, I felt that day. And I was like, my knees were really weirdly wobbly, and I felt like I was gonna, like, collapse. And this is a fifth grader.
Like, that's horrible. That's bad. You know, it's like grade five, dude.
Exactly. I was what, 9, 10? Like, how you're gonna make a 10-year-old, like, you're gonna insult a 10-year-old in front of his, like, in front of his classmates like that? And, like, not only that, you're gonna like, you know, fucking like shit on, like, I don't know, that moment I was just like, this lady, I'm praying you go to hell, bitch, because you're
honestly, did you ever take a class with her again?
I mean, I had to, like, every year I had that bitch, dude. I literally every year, like, we had the computer class and I had to take that class and I'd fail it. Next year again, that class, I'd fail it again. And it was just like not a good time in my life. Like, from fourth grade to seventh grade, eighth grade, like, life was horrible. And then that shit fucking school closed down, and then I went to this other school. And honestly, that was like the biggest blessing in my life, because like I had the most amazing teachers in that school, and like life just took a 180, and I finally made new friends. My teachers were fucking amazing. I had all these, like, you know, opportunities. I had all these, like, you know, like, freaking facilities. I don't know, it was just like, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I couldn't be more grateful for those teachers. But this ISG, all my like stories are from ISG AppK. So Machina George, if you ever listen to this, I fucking hate you. And I hope you, like, you know, freaking I don't want to say something too horrible. I hope you're
applying to this job for, like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're applying,
you're to applying for your
amazing job that's going to change everything, and you have to give a presentation, and then someone embarrasses you for, like, not doing
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I hope you're going for your dream job, and they shit on you the way you shat on me, like, in fifth grade. And but I hope that you getting that job doesn't get in the way of, like, I don't know, your like
family
your,
or something. We're such terrible, like threateners. We're like, oh, you know what? Yeah. You should suffer. But, like, I really hope it's not an inconvenience to you.
I hope you suffer, but not at the cost of your kids or your family. I hope you alone suffer as a horrible human being that you are.
Okay, yeah. That's just.
I feel. I hope you
calm down, Saif.
Yeah,
calm down.
Like, I hope your kids. I hope your kids and whatever. You know what? I hope your kids stop loving you. Fuck you, dude.
Whoa! What the hell?
Now that's horrible.
We need like a stress relief break. We need like a happy break. You know, like a hey. Yeah, we're gonna quickly take a quick break and talk about happy shit. Here's a video of like rainbows and Skittles and cats and puppies.
This is one of like millions that I have, but like
Dave, you want to go? Look, all yours today. Let's do this. Therapy is inside.
Sharon's is gonna be my therapist for the day, uh-huh. And. But yeah, okay, so you know how this thing happened to me back in fifth grade? Mm-hmm. So because of this, to this day, like, even if my whole class, like, okay, so, like, now, like, alhamdulillah, like, I'm, like, a social person and I have the guts to, like, make friends. So usually when I'm in a class, like, I'm friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. So, like, even now, before I go for presentations, even if I'm, like, 100% ready for the presentation and I know every single kid in class, I know the professor loves me, I know everything's fine, mm-hmm. I still am so anxious. I have, like, my heart is like beating at like a million miles per hour, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Like there's been points where I'm like giving a presentation and I'm like, safe, everybody in this class is your friend, nobody's gonna like, you know, like embarrass you.
Have you like tried any, because I remember one of our professors, fucking amazing professor, man, in RIT, Philip Bouvier, he taught us one class. He always taught us, like, you know what, if you're nervous, he goes like, you know what? I'm colorblind, dude. I'm nervous all the time. Like, I have statistics up. I don't know what color is what, dude. And I was like, okay. He said, you know what? Whenever you're going for a presentation, just like do something that's not planned. So you know that you have to walk up there and start speaking. So in that, between the time you walk up to that point, do something that's unexpected. And it sort of just gets you off guard. And you sort of just lose that tension, and then you sort of start speaking. I think he says that he normally just drops something on the floor, or like he just like fumbles onto something, and then it just makes him forget about that tension real quick, and then he just does the presentation, and then he sort of calms down. Grade 5 is too early, man. I literally just started writing with like a pen in grade 5. I used to write with pencils in grade 4.
Okay, so another one of my stories comes with Mrs. Matthew. This, if any of my classmates hear this, they'll be like, oh my God, what are you talking about? Miss Matthew was the nicest lady ever. She's so nice. She's so this. Mrs. Matthew
was
the bane of my existence. And yeah. She used to like roast my ass in front of everybody so much. She was so mean to me.
Tell me what grade this is.
This is fourth grade.
Oh, God. Dude, literally everything. This is, man, shit. No wonder you turned out like this.
Yeah, exactly. No wonder I'm like this. But like, so back in fourth grade, so we used to have these like quizzes or something, right? It was basically like we used to read, we had these like social studies books.
Uh-huh.
And I think she taught me social studies. She was my homeroom teacher, but like I remember social studies very clearly. Because I remember like, so I never used to like, I was never really a good student and I didn't know how to study very well. I definitely had ADD. So I was always just like praying that I get good grades on this exam by some divine miracle, but I never studied. And so I remember there's this one night I read this whole chapter and I had a quiz the next day and I was like, dude, I'm going to freaking ace this quiz, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I studied. Your boy actually read the whole chapter the night before.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, let's do this. So I go there, I bomb the quiz. So our quizzes were basically on like this notebook. Like our teacher would like ask us questions and we had to write the answers on our notebook. Uh-huh. And at the end of the class, we had to like go to like her, like we had a, there was like a queue. We walk up to her and we
yeah, you had to get them checked out.
So yeah, and Mrs. Matthew was one of those teachers who used to like, you know, announce everybody's grades out loud. Okay, so yeah, whenever she'd like, you know, like call out people's grades, you'd be like, person A got like, you know, 98, person B got like 98, 95, this person got 80, this person, and it'd be like, Safe got a 35.
Oh,
and all the kids would just like look at me and be like, fucking dumbass. And I'd just be like, you know, it's fucking like, it's very, I don't know, it hurts your feelings a lot. As a fourth grader, it's like, that's all you have going on in your life, school. Like, what else am I doing? I wasn't in any sport. I wasn't, like, you know, there was nothing that I was interested in. And I was just, like, it was just school, a horrible time, and I'd come home, and it was just, like, I hated going to school. Going to school was, like, me just going there to embarrass myself. So this one time, to like, you know, the quiz I studied for and everything. We went there, and like I was waiting for my, like, she corrected my, she like, she went over my notebook, she fixed my grade.
Uh-huh.
She literally threw my notebook across the room.
Oh God.
She didn't even hand it to me in my hand. She like threw it. And it just fell on the floor. And I went and I picked up my notebook and I put it in my bag. And I just sat on my desk just thinking, like, fuck my life. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm
That's
such a, I like,
horrible.
When you're a fourth grader, you blame yourself. Like, I don't know. I just blame myself. I'd be like, Safe, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. Like, you, how can you not get good grades? Everybody in your class gets good grades. Why are you so stupid? And it was just me blaming myself.
Yeah.
And my teachers blaming me. Like, my parents would be like, weren't helping. They were like, Safe, what the fuck? Why are you such a dumbass?
Mm.
And like, it was like a constant, like, what the fuck, man? Like,
yeah.
Like, what do I do? I need to get out of here. Like, I mean, back then there was no out. I was a fourth grader. Like, my ghar chhod ke chala jata. Like, you know, I couldn't run
you're
away.
Like
I was
that, you're like that. You're like that kid. You remember that video where he breaks a glass and he calls his mom and then he's like, "Oh, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're
seen that get video."
And he goes, so like, "I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm gone."
Yeah, this one time I did that. I got into a fight with my dad and I was like, "Dad, I'm leaving. I'm running away." My dad's like, "Fine, go." I was like, fuck. What
do I was like, now? Oh, I didn't think of this. Oh, God.
I thought in TV shows, they're like, you know, police is looking for you and everything. Yeah, like,
I just got a bamboozled.
My dad knew. I you ain't shit. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh, damn. But you know,
Saudi Arabia.
I kind of get that because I haven't been a terrible student, but I've been in that situation as well, where I've been on both sides, where I've also been the guy who looks at the other dumb kid and go like, oh, why the hell doesn't this guy just study a little bit? Like, why is he just fucking around all the time? And I've also been the dumb kid who like gets a fucking 24 on 50 or something. Like, why the hell couldn't you study, Sharon? Like, what's wrong with you? And I think this is a problem with just like Desi schools in general. It's the competition is so hard, man. It's like literally, you know, everyone's gonna cut each other's throats to get something. It's I think that it's such an unhealthy, like, competitive attitude in like Desi schools. That just you know I've said this like so many times. I've always said like I would rather do 5 years of university like three more times, but I would never set foot in my school again. It was so difficult. It was really like the stress was crazy. I've never been stressed. I've been stressed in university, of course, but like I've never been as stressed in like all 5 years of my university as I was in like my grade 12 exam. And that was like literally the most harrowing experience of my life. It was like a crucible that I went through. Like, it was crazy, man. I could barely like keep myself awake. Like, I would literally stand and study because I would fall asleep so much because I'd been studying for so long, like nonstop, you know? School was horrible, man. I get you, dude. I totally get you. But I want to get into one of this shitty... I had, like, again, grade 12, man. What a horrible, horrible experience. It was this time where I was in a private tutor class and there was a professor. I can't name him because obviously my mom still works in the same school and I don't want there to be a deep down investigation. And then you just bring the podcast like 400 times and like, hey man, why do we have like so many views all of a sudden? And then my mom is like, what the hell do we do?
Okay, we need views. We need views.
Yeah, my mom's professional career is a joke in front of our views that have no monetary value. Anyways, yeah, it was this guy. He was a math professor, a teacher, not even professor. And we were at his house, and his house was like the worst. But, well, I shouldn't say that. But he had like a really cramped like room where there was a dining table for six, where we were like 14 people around the dining table and we were like taking notes and shit. And obviously I was slow at something, or I didn't get something, or I wasn't able to follow, or I wasn't paying attention, or I wasn't in the element. And he looked at me and he started screaming at me, man. And it was, okay, I want to say this, like, I haven't faced many situations where, like, you know, I get screamed at by professors or teachers, because my mom was a teacher in school, and everyone was sort of just like, I was pampered, basically. Like, I wouldn't feel the wrath of teachers, let's say. But I was a good kid. I was a shy kid. I was a polite kid. So I wouldn't really do things that warranted such behavior. And I wasn't super smart or anything, but I wasn't stupid also, except for French, man. I was horrible in French until like grade 9 or something. This guy, he basically shat on me for like 20 minutes and screaming, like literally screaming in a really like claustrophobic room. And I was almost like about to like freaking, like I was tearing up. Actually, I was like, I started tearing up. And this is when I'm like freaking 15 or something. And he saw that. And I think he continued going for it. And then he's like just fucking. But I was, I never had a spine, man. I never was able to stand up for myself, at least in school.
And yeah, same. I wasn't able to stand up for myself. I wish I did.
I feel like RIT was a blessing, man. RIT sort of gave us character and just sort of. For me, at least, man. I was an introvert throughout high school. I could barely like look up while walking. Like I'd look down and walk. RIT changed, and I'm like this because of RIT today. Fucking, where's my RIT feature marketing video?
The whole character thing. I got better at like all this, like, you know, talking to people or like, you know, being a normal human being and not being awkward all the time after like freaking eighth grade, I'd say, because I don't know, it was just like freaking constant, like, you know, constant anxiety of like, oh my God, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? Whatever. Like, you know, are people judging me right now? Do I sound like a dumbass? But like after I like, you know, in my new school, I realized that like, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, asking questions or being wrong or, like, you know, sounding like a dumb person. I mean, to this day, I still have, like, this weird, like, anxiety where I'm, like, I don't want to sound stupid. But, I don't know. It is what it is. Hold on.
You were talking about some gym teacher of yours last time.
Oh, Mrs. Burrito. What an asshole of a human
being. Mrs. Burrito?
Yeah, Sally Bridges, Filipino lady, who, like, this one time.
Her name was Burrito.
Her name was Sally Burrito. Yeah, her name was Burrito.
Wow, that's
This one time, like, I don't know, she was just very rude to me, and she didn't like me, and nobody in class liked me, so like, you know, freaking PE class, I'd always get picked last because like nobody wanted me on their team. It was a horrible time, man. Shit, and I wasn't even like unathletic or anything. People just didn't like me because I didn't get good grades.
Skinny kid, and I'm pretty sure you can run faster, so you'd be the first.
I used to have the fastest, I was the best at mile runs, and I'd like, you know, I'd have like the best, like I'd beat everybody in mile runs, but
the hell's a mile run? You run for a mile?
Mile runs are basically you run for a mile, and whoever's like first, like, you know. So I was always the best at that. Mm-hmm. I hated it, but I was always the best at it. So at this one time, we're playing dodgeball, right? And this kid, he hit me in the face with a ball. I mean, it's dodgeball. It happens. I'm not, like, mad about that. Uh-huh. But, like, my nose started bleeding, like dripping.
Oh, damn.
And I went to Mrs. Burrito, and I was like, Mrs. Burrito, my nose is bleeding. And I was holding my nose, and I was like, Mrs. Burrito, my nose is bleeding. And she's like, so go to the nurse. I swear, she was literally like, so go to the nurse, big whoop. And I was like, okay, dude, you're not gonna, like, I was like a bit, like, you know, I couldn't think straight. I just got hit in the face with a ball.
You were woozy?
I was woozy AF. It was like
and nobody liked you in class, so nobody was gonna be like, oh,
and I nobody liked me. So I was safe. Like, all alone, safe against the world. And I was just like, yo, Miss Burrito, my nose is bleeding. And she's like, okay, then go to the nurse. I mean, she was like, then go to the nurse. She didn't even show like any sort of like, oh shit, your nose is dripping blood, and like, what the hell happened? Ask me questions, like, what's going on? And then she was like,
she must have thought you were just dehydrated, and that's why it was dripping.
Yeah, and that's how. Another one of my stories is that I guess, parents teacher conference used to be like the worst times of my life. I remember I've never felt that anxiety of like parenting conference before in my life, where I felt like so they're gonna say some shit to me, my parents, and my parents are gonna like whoop my ass when I get home. It was always that. It was constantly like, okay, shit. It was like a shit talking fest for safe. Okay. But the thing about parenting conference was that my parents, or my dad, not my parents, my mom didn't give a fuck. My dad would literally always take me with him to a parenting conference. It wasn't just like, so it was, that was so fucking annoying because it was like, dad, it's parenting conference, not a parenting students conference. Like, what the fuck are you taking me? And so it was basically me sitting there watching my teacher shit on me in front of my parents. And it was like the most embarrassing and like the most humiliating like time. Like, it's just like, I don't know what I did to deserve this type moment. It was like, I don't know. It was weirdly traumatic. And like, I tried to like, you know, pretend to be sick or like, you know, try to like, you know, hide or whatever, like try to not go. But, like, and my teachers always became like the nicest human beings. During parenting conference, like they automatically turned into like Mother Teresa's.
I'm trying so hard. You know, I've been putting so much special attention for Safe, but he just doesn't want to learn. He doesn't pay attention in class.
Safe is just like I don't know.
Is there anything going on at home? Is he distracted? Oh man, that's horrible, dude.
Why me? What the hell, man? Like, what do you get out horrible. Of my talk? If you want to help me, if you want to help me, help me. But like, you're not helping me by doing all this shit, you know.
But like, I feel like they do want you to succeed. Be it like if they actually like give a shit about you and like do want you to succeed, or if they want themselves to be the successful teacher with the successful class. Either way, I feel like they do care. And maybe sometimes they get carried away, or a lot of times they get carried away. And that's why things like this happen. But fucking Mrs. Burrito was just a douche. And yeah, that was horrible, man. All these three people, that's not the way you deal with things, especially at
grade. Yeah, I feel like, who the fuck made you teachers? Like, if you didn't want to be a teacher and you're just doing this just for like a part-time thing, then don't ruin my life just to make money. Oh, by the way, fun fact, Mrs. Matthew, like, after, like, the year, like, she was my teacher in fourth grade, and, like, fifth grade, like, okay, fourth grade summer, like, her house got robbed.
Oh.
And, like, someone like, stole, like, $20,000 worth of, like,
what the hell?
Stuff from her house. Yeah. And it got, I was like, dude, this is definitely, like,
karma.
Like, this is karma. I prayed for, like, some horrible shit to happen to you.
What I was about to say was, I'm getting a lot of like Darshil Safari, Tariz Amin per vibes.
Hell yeah. My grades skyrocketed after I started taking my meds. I mean, I stopped taking my meds now because they make me feel horrible. But like, I was definitely fucking Darshil Safari. I used to like paint and shit too.
you're like looking at fishes in the freaking tank.
Hell yeah. I was drawing all the time. Actually,
what's his name? That's not his name. His name was Ishan Awasthi.
Ishan Awasthi. Ishan Awasthi.
He was happy only when he was like being creative and he didn't give a shit about the world.
Exactly.
Otherwise in school he was like,
fuck school, my guy. Like, I'm gonna like, you know, I'm gonna do what I like doing. But like, I don't know, it was just like, but I also wanna give shout outs to my teachers who are actually fucking like amazing. Who really like, you know, basically brought me back from death because I felt like I was gonna die. Mr. McGann, dude, after this is my school, like that, like after I switched, like my, like after my school shut
the
down,
new school, the new yeah, school.
Yeah, the new school. Mr. McGann, Mr. Mendoza, Mr. Lehman, fucking Mr. Fugly, Mr. Drake, all these people, man.
Mr. Drake,
my teacher's name. He was my music teacher. He was the nicest fucking guy I've ever met. He was my trumpet teacher, and he would like, he taught me how to play trumpet. And
damn.
Like, damn. After every concert we had, like, you know, like he'd cry. He was just, I don't know, he was like, I swear, he just had my teachers in my new school. It was so obvious that they're doing this because they want to do this, and they really genuinely cared. And they were just like, you know, all around good people, and they were like, you know, they were good with kids. They were good with like fucking like, you know, dealing with like kids who were like, you know, who don't know what the fuck is going on in their life. And I don't know, it was just, It was like a breath of fresh air. It was like I was like fucking finally like
alive.
I don't know. It was like finally like I can, you know, I have friends. I know what it's like to be a human being.
I feel that. That's very sentimental.
Alhamdulillah, man. Good times and horrible times. But I guess that's the reason why I am who I am today. Like in the future, if I ever like, you know, have kids or whatever, and they don't do well in school, I don't give a fuck. They can do whatever the hell they want. If my kids don't want to go to college, fuck it. You don't have to go to college. Just like, you know, just make sure that you work hard at whatever you do. And it's like you're happy with whatever you do. You don't have to fucking, you know, fucking like ace everything that you know. You don't have to like, you know, like some of like this fucking school's a scam, man.
Oh yeah, by the way, guy who like shat on me, I literally left his like tutor classes like maybe a month after that, and I went to this other teacher who like was just more gentle, and she was just like, she was patient with your thing, and she wouldn't get like pissed at you if you didn't fucking understand something. And I feel like being patient is important, because at the end of the day, this is like someone else's kid. This isn't your own kid. You can't really fucking do whatever the hell you want or speak to them.
You know what's really annoying? During parents' year conference, my teachers would tell my parents like, you know, success stories of their kids, or success stories of like students that they've had. Like, oh my god, I had this one
student. 99% marks every single time.
He used to be very bad at school, so I started asking him to stay after school, and I taught him. And now he's like some big hotshot doctor in India.
You know the billionaire founder of Apple Computer? That's my student. I taught him.
He invited me to his wedding. He loves me so much. And this, I'm like, fuck you, Miss Matthew. I'm never inviting you to shit. Like, you're a horrible human being.
I'm gonna invite you to my childhood. Yeah, I'm gonna invite you for a cruise. This little cruise called the Titanic. That reminded me. Oh, that's what I wanted to. That's what I wanted to talk about. Was parent-teacher meeting. So I never went for them. I just maybe once I've gone for it, just because my mom would already be in school doing parent teachers for the other like parents were coming, and she would basically like in the breaks or whatever just go to my professors, and she'd come home and be like, Sharon, this professor said that you're an idiot, and you know, whatever. It was never be a big deal for me. PTA was just like a joke. But the problem with having your mom in school, and I remember like the first time this happened, so every exam I would do, like literally if I did an exam today, right? And okay, fine, it was a really tough exam or whatever, but I'm going to go home now. I'm going to eat food and I'm going to watch some cartoons and it's going to be fine. I used to leave with my mom in the car. We wouldn't take the bus or whatever. So literally when I'm walking to the gate and my mom is there and we're walking, Sharon, why the fuck did you mess your exam up so hard? And I was like, what? It was this morning at 9 o'clock. What are you talking? How do you already know what happened? This is and it would be a lot of that. Like anytime I would slip or do anything stupid, like the report would go like fucking wildfire to my mom, because other teachers just wanted to take that opportunity, because my mom was like freaking bad. I mean, she's a badass at everything she's doing. So literally all these other professors who were jealous don't have anything on her. So this is what they have on her. You have a dumbass kid who's doing dumbass things. Why can't you be, you know, give him some whatever. And then that would like piss my mom off. And I'd know why it's happening. I know, oh, it's such a minor thing. If someone else did it, it would never get reported or anything. But just because my mom's, you know, a teacher.
Fuck, there was competition between the teachers?
Oh, hell yeah. What are you talking about? Of course. God,
that sucks.
I was like, oh, I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you an example of something like this that happened. Just to put me down in front of my mom, so my mom gets put down in front of, you know, whatever. So there's one time where my mom was in India, and this is the only fight I've ever had in my school was this day. I was in grade 12, and I remember we were making fun of some kid or whatever, and he was just an annoying kid, and he was being annoying, so we started making fun of him, and then he got pissed. He sort of tried to like you know, grab me or whatever and do like a tackle or whatever, and then I had a friend who was much larger who basically just like, you know, pulled him away, and then I just pushed him from one end to the other end of the class. That was it. That was all the fight was, you know? And I pushed him and the other guy grabbed him. And I think no, this kid just goes like, oh, I'm gonna report this to the supervisor, blah blah blah. Whatever. Then all of a sudden the PA system that is connected to every single classroom in the entire school, and our school had around 10,000 students. 5,000, dude, at least. You know? Anyways.
Yeah.
And girls and boys as well, right? So the PA system goes off, and it's like, Sharon Sadhu from 12G. It's a principal, by the way. Sharon Sadhu from 12G, please come to my office immediately. And I was like, what the fuck? Dude, I started shitting bricks. I was like, what is going on? I just pushed this guy. I didn't even punch him. I didn't do anything. This is the first fight I've ever had. I was such a non-violent, Gandhi-ass person who would never touch anyone. And then I can't believe this is the first slip I made, and I'm going to get called to the principal's office. I was freaking out, yeah? And I get to the principal's office, and she's there. And then she just goes like, oh, Sharon, your mom's in India, right? Here's like a list of things I want her to bring for me when she comes back. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember you told me this.
I was like, what is wrong with you? And then when I go back to class, the one teacher who had like a, you know, like a clash with my mom or whatever, who was like really butting heads with my mom, this teacher goes like, oh, Sharon, why'd you go to the principal's office? I was like, oh, no, it was just because my mom's in India and, you know, the principal wanted some stuff or whatever. And she's like, oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I just told everyone it's because you had a fight with this Himanshu kid. And that's why you were called to the principal's office. And I was like, who the hell are you?
What an ass.
She was such a nice teacher, but I was like, why would you do that? Like,
shout out to teachers who are actually, like, you know, teachers who care and who are doing this because they want to do it and they're good, like, you know, and fuck teachers who, like, who are only doing this because they have to do it and because they're, like, you know, some source of income or whatever. I mean, I get that teachers don't make a lot of money already, but, like, some teachers are doing it because they have nothing other to do. So they're like, okay, I'll become a teacher. And they honestly, like, ruin lives. I wouldn't say all of them, but, like, at least the ones that I had in my school, they were just... they were ruining lives.
And it's just not teachers. Like, if you have, like, even in professional work, if people are new and, you know, it's always good to, if you're the first impression someone has, you better make sure it's a good one. I mean.
Anyways, I guess that's about it, guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast on horrible teacher experiences that we've had. And I hope your experiences weren't as horrible as mine were. But, yeah. And if there's any kids who are listening to this, who are still in school, just know that it gets better. It gets better, man. Yeah. It gets
this is better. The lowest point that you'll be at, and it will just get higher.
Trust me, there are good people who exist in this world. You may be, like, you know, stuck with horrible teachers and horrible people in your school and friends or whatever. You gotta give the future a chance.
Wow, that's beautiful.
This has been me and Sharon, or Sharon and I, and we will see you in the next season. Oh, there's a season finale, baby!
Woo-hoo!
Season finale! Woo! Hope you guys enjoyed it. Take care, and peace out.